High Redshift Dollar Lambda Dollar CDM Cosmology, To Bin or Not to Bin, by Owen O. Colgain et al. We construct observational Hubble H, Z, and angular diameter distance DA, Z, mock data with baseline Planck input values, before fitting the model to study evolution of probability density functions, PDFs, of best fit cosmological parameters, H0, omega m, omega k, across redshift bins. We find that PDF peaks only agree with the input parameters in low redshift, z is less than or equal to 1, bins for h, z, and da, z, constraints, and in all redshift bins when h, z, and da, z, constraints are combined. When input parameters are not recovered, we observe that PDFs exhibit non-Gaussian tails towards larger omega m values and shifts to, less pronounced, peaks at smaller omega m values. This flattening of the PDF is expected as H, Z, and DA, Z, observations only constrain combinations of cosmological parameters at higher redshifts, so uniform PDFs are expected. Our analysis leaves us with a choice to bin high redshift data in the knowledge that we may be unlikely to recover Planck values, or conduct full sample analysis that biases inferences to the lower redshift universe. This was High Redshift Dollar Lambda Dollar CDM Cosmology, To Bin or Not to Bin, by Owen O. Colgain et al.